welcome to Diddy and Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DH&I. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a sweet bonus episode that I decided at the end of the year to put together to tie a bow on all I've read personally, as well as on all we've read together this year. And I decided to pick out 5 books from the 52 that I've read this year to highlight the books that I can't stop thinking about, as well as anticipate some of you guys' questions at the end of the year about my book reading. And while the list does focus a lot of it, on literary fiction, which is my go-to genre, there is something for everyone on this list, including poetry, sci-fi, and memoir. My criterion for the top picks? Well, these were all books that I could list off the top of my head as favorites of the year, and as well as books that challenge me in some fundamental light. So the first book on our list is Agnes Grey by Anne Bronte. So Anne Bronte is actually the youngest of the 3 Bronte sisters, and I believe this was one of only 2 books that she ever wrote and published. It's a little book for someone writing in the Bronte style and time period, but right in line with Wuthering Heights in terms of drama and action. What I liked in particular about this novel is her restriction of setting, because the entire book pretty much takes place in one house. It's about a governess, as well as how much Anne Bronte was able to accomplish from a psychological standpoint within those built-in locational constraints. In terms of what challenged me when reading this book, I will say that my habit of generalizing books from this time period changed as a result, just because Agnes Grey is read so differently from other books in this same time period. Number 2 is Child of God by Cormac McCarthy. Speaking of challenging, Child of God was the most challenging book I read this year from a moral standpoint because it's a sympathetic account of a necrophiliac serial killer. I struggle a lot to this day with this book because while it was probably the most disturbing book I've ever read, I loved it. I think that McCarthy's prose and power as a writer is put on display here more than any other book that I've read from him, which is saying a lot because my English teachers in high school were all pretty much obsessed. If you're curious, I also did an episode on this book. It's episode 23 entitled Cormac and I, and also one of my favorite episodes that I've ever produced on this channel was that episode. Book number 3 is Educated by Tara Westover. Ah, finally, a memoir. Educated is definitely a book that we sort of read together a little bit on this channel as I talked about it on just my weekly episodes because it's a book that followed me around for months in 2019 until I finally got around to reading it myself. Tara Westover is a brilliant breakthrough writer. This is her first memoir and it was published this year in 2019. And she writes about things like pain and trauma with great poise. I respect her story and her ability to tell that story so much, and I would recommend the book to literally anyone who can read. The memoir especially reigns true for people pursuing anything in higher education, as it's about her struggle of getting out of her controlling family situation, living in the middle of nowhere to college, and through some very difficult situations in college that no college-age student should have to live through. The 4th book is Play It As It Lays by Joan Didion. Back to literary fiction for now, but since 2019 is the year of Didion, I had to put something by her in here. So I read Blue Nights for the first time this year, early in 2019, and I will say that the mastery that Didion is known for is the mastery one witnesses when reading her 2 books about trauma and grief. That being said, however, Play It As It Lays was the first book of fiction that I ever read from Joan Didion, and it was so good. I think it really showcases her powers as not only a regionalist writer, but just a writer of fiction in general, and allows her to play with the literary fiction genre in a way that I very much wasn't expecting. I dedicated episode 43 to this novel, linked in the description if you want to find out more about it, and it's actually one of the most viewed episodes on record for this channel, so it seems like you all enjoyed it so far as much as I did. Book number 5, the last book, is Machines Like Me by Ian McEwan. This is the sci-fi book. I do have to just come out and say that Machines Like Me was my first ever Ian McEwan read, so I definitely don't have as much credibility to speak about him as an author as people I know who've been following him since the 80s, but I digress. This is the science fiction novel again on our list. And though I'm not a fan of sci-fi normally, I devoured this book and made a podcast episode about it immediately after. It's episode 47, if you are interested. The premise of this book and the plot, besides just the absolutely gorgeous writing and poetry that he includes in the book, are the most interesting to me. So it's about sort of a low-life, nerdy kind of guy who has an on-and-off relationship with his neighbor that gets more serious when he spends everything he has, all of his inheritance, on a humanoid robot named Adam. And I'm talking about humanoid in the sense that a normal person wouldn't notice he's a robot sort of thing. And I thought a book with that sort of premise about what ordinary people would do in the face of such advanced technology was not only timely but interesting, which is why it made the cut for one of the best books that I read this year. So those are the five books that I ended up choosing for the top picks this year, and thank you to my cousin Amanda for suggesting the idea. But before we end, I want to quickly add two runners-up to the list that I thought didn't quite make it, but were still really, really good. So our first bonus book is Waiting to be Heard by Amanda Knox. This is a memoir of Amanda Knox's experiences, and I caught wind of this book as a result of reading Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell, which is not a runner-up per se, but sort of a runner-up just because I'm obsessed with Malcolm Gladwell. But I digress. Waiting to be Heard is a really... just an amazing memoir. I love how she addresses just every facet of the case under the sun, and she really goes into her psychological thought processes while she's in prison, being wrongly accused of this crime, who a lot of people think she is still guilty for. And I'm excited to see if she will write any other books in the future. I just thought it was beautifully written. The second is our poetry book that I alluded to in the beginning of this episode. It's called On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong. This is a book that I thought was really poignant in terms of writing as an Asian American and as an immigrant. A lot of you guys know that my dad is from Korea and he's an immigrant to the United States, and living as sort of this half Korean person in the world and in the US, I could relate to a lot of the things that he ended up writing in the book. The book is sort of a tone poem to his mother, and I also thought that was just a really cool facet of the book, that he just is able to weave together all of these different strings of narratives in writing this beautiful thing for his mother. And that is it. Be sure to leave comments and questions for me about the year and on the blog. You can write an email to me or what have you, and also feel free to reach out to me on all of the socials. Cheers!
If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from me, there's a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our brand new website, relevanceofliterature.com, for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter or join our Facebook group. Our handle is @DidianIn, 2 N's total for both of those. And finally, if you want to support the show, help keep it ad-free, and get access to our new private podcast, go to patreon.com/relevanceofliterature and sign up to become a sponsor. All of the relevant links, as always, are in the description box down below. Still there? One more thing then. Remember that leaving a comment or review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other Guilty Pleasure podcast platform helps leverage the show so that other literature enthusiasts can find the community. In other words, it helps a ton. Auf Wiederhören!